What's up, man?
And welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to motherfucking Conversations with Dean. With your host, Dean, and I am bringing to you a very special motherfucking guest. Who is the special guest, you may ask? Is it Dean? Well, he's the second strongest man in Florida at the 175-pound weight class. He is also the strongest poet that I and you, whoever is listening, knows. He's a bad motherfucker. He happens to be an English teacher as well in high school, and his name is fucking Dr. Walsh. How you doing there, sir?
I'm good, man. How do I sound? Do I sound good?
To me, you sound fine. And to be honest with you, the way that I envision this is just like, you know, it's a conversation with Dean. We're just having that conversation, you know, during these times. And people gotta understand you on your own, you listen on your cell phone. So if y'all don't like it, then you know, Chuck rocks. I don't give a fuck.
There you go.
Now listen, now you know, Brother Walsh, let me go ahead and grab my notes here. So we wanted to you know, talk about some things that, you know, that were going on, I would say, in your world, which is the strongman world.
Yeah, and I'm excited to talk about it. I got no one to talk about this stuff with, you know? I'm all by myself every single day.
Well, listen. We are now able to have those conversations. Hold on real fast. My producer is producing me in the background, trying to get me to fix something over here. What is it? Connect this. Yes. Okay. Hold on. Sorry. My producer was over here helping me out with this. All right, cool. So let's get right to it then. Brother Walsh, what do you think about, well, you know what? I'll phrase this to you. Do you want to go right into the beef with Eddie Hall and motherfucking Bajornis 4? Or do we want to talk about the
Bajornis? Is that what you just called him?
Yeah, what is his name? What is his name? Bajornis, like, what is it?
Half-Thor Bjornsson.
Where did I get Bajornis from? Yeah, Half-Thor.
His middle name is Half-Thor Julius Bjornsson.
Yeah. There we go. Half-Thor Julius Bjornsson.
I mean, I like Bajornis. I think we should start calling him that.
Yeah. Listen, Walsh. I mean, Walsh. Listen, Thor. That is no disrespect to you. I'm over here drinking a Rand Nephews with iced tea because today is my rest day. And I'm also going to be smoking some weed on this podcast. So excuse me, you know, Thor. You know what I'm saying? Because no disrespect, but it is what it is, baby. you're about to lift 501 kilograms. Do you want to get into that, or do you want to talk about these athletes' lifts and then get into that? We can talk about the multiple world records that are going to be broken.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, man. Set it up.
All right. So you know what? We'll start off with the other athletes, and then we'll lead it into the four and good old Eddie. All right. So first off, we're going to have Novikov. Novikov is going to be attempting the world record dumbbell press for reps. Then you're going to have Tom Stoltman, who's going to be the younger one, the bigger one. Yeah. He's going to be going for the world record stone lift. I mean, stone lift.
Yep.
Then you're going to have Luke Stoltman. He is going to be going for the world record log lift. But then you're going to have Rob Kearney going for the American log record, which I'm interested in, because what's the difference between the two logs? And then you got, not arguably, who is the strongest man walking on this motherfucking earth, Half-Thor Julius Bjornsson, will be attempting 501 kilograms to put the motherfucking nail in the coffin that is Eddie Hall's record. Did I not set that up well?
No, it's very epic the way that you said all that. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job. Great voice. Yeah, no, I guess like the deadlift is the thing that, you know, that
let's save the deadlift for last, because the deadlift is going to lead us into the Eddie and Thor conversation. Let's start off with the lifts in general. Okay. Sure. Each one of these men are going for, you know, world record lifts. They're not doing it in a competition. They're doing it in their home gym. But if you notice, with all these lifts, you've had Rogue has come on board. The World Ultimate Strongman has come on board. ESPN is going to be airing the fucking deadlift of Thor. They're giving this to the fans for free on a live stream. There's a lot of sponsors. There's a lot of money on the line. I'm not mad at the athletes for trying to make that cheddar.
No, I mean, I think it's ultimately it's dope. I mean, what I think that the idea of like a controversy surrounding it is absurd. Especially like right now, like, you know, the world is fucking falling apart right now. And then we're trying like these I'm not going to call like, you know, strongmen drama queens, but like, why are we creating drama about this? Like, it's strong people doing strong shit. And isn't that what Strongman is about? I mean, Strongman started as like a sideshow. It started as this, you know, people doing feats of strength in like a circus and doing it as like...
Put the science to the math form, Wolf. Put the science to the math form.
So like the idea that we're being so finicky about this and it's like, oh, well, it's your home gym and that's not the same as competition. Sure. But is a huge lift a huge lift? And isn't that exciting? And isn't that commendable? And isn't that ultimately why we're doing this thing? Yeah. So like, there's no drama to me. Like a 501 kilogram deadlift is dope. Like, let's celebrate the fact that it's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what you do? Oops. Hold on. Let me bring that up back up a little bit. Listen, you do bring up a very, very good point. It's funny enough because my producer / my better half, that's the argument that they have. You know what I'm saying? It's more so like, hey, listen, you know, it doesn't matter if Thor lifts 1,100 pounds at his gym, at my gym, at your gym. It don't matter. That's still 1,100 pounds. And it'll probably actually open up strongmen a little bit more because if you have people able to do these lifts at home and then get credit, you know, as long as you're able to go there, you know, weigh out the equipment, all that kind of good shit, that does make it more accessible now. Because now, you know, for instance, the same way that, you know, in the Arnold Strongman Classic, you have an amateur who's able to win the Arnold Amateur the year before, and automatically, you know, that's where they get their pro card, and they're also able to get a ticket to the dance. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we have these home lifts, it's now opening shit up, because now it's like, yo, you can qualify from the crib.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You know what? That's like, that as an amateur strongman, right? This shit is expensive. It's not like it's a cheap sport. Ultimately, if you're like, you know, I get to train for free at my strongman gym because like my gym owner's nice. But if you need to travel to competitions, you're talking, depending on how far away the competition is, you're staying somewhere. Obviously, you're feeding yourself. You're getting equipment. If you're flying like to nationals this year, I would have had to have flown to Iowa. I qualified for nationals, but I would have flown to Iowa. You're talking about like thousands of dollars. So as you're saying, if you can do it from your home and there are super strong people that just can't make those trips, yeah, maybe you're opening up to people that like are wicked strong that we don't know about. That's cool.
But I'm gonna give you my butt, because right now I've been, you know, lying in wait, so to speak. Listen, here is my thought process on this. I am actually more sore on the Big Z side of things. If you want to call this, you know, a certain kind of like, you know, this in itself done right can become its own class of lifting, kind of, you know what I mean? Like lifting at home, setting that kind of at home stuff. You know, in this current climate, we definitely starve for something. So I definitely want to see it, but I don't know if we want to be able to call it a world record because you didn't necessarily do it within a competition. That's the way strongman's usually been done. Now, don't get me wrong, we do have the Guinness Book of World Records, but then, you know, Big Z also brought up another good point when he says, listen, it's the world, you know, if this wants to be called the World Ultimate Strongman Record, that's perfectly fine, but if you want to be Eddie's deadlift record, you have to do it under the same condition that Eddie did.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Yeah, I think that there's a major difference between doing stuff in competition versus doing stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be, yeah. I'm not saying that it should be called a world record even. I think you're right. Yeah, let's call it this, like, you know, this is the gym lift record. But let's just not make it a big deal and say, okay, he lifted 501 kilograms. That's dope. And then if he does it in competition, then it's he did it in competition, and that's the real deal. I'm okay with that. I don't give a shit. I want to see someone lift a huge
thing. I don't give a shit. No. Listen. I listen. I'm with you there too. I want to see some huge shit. I want to see big numbers. But I also do, you know, for me personally, and this is a conversation we're going to get to later, but, you know, when I was growing up, one thing I watched was Strongman growing up. I did watch Strongman realistically throughout my whole life. I've always kind of watched Strongman. Like, you know what I mean? I've always been kind of somewhat up to date.
Yeah.
My favorite Strongman of all time has been Majin Puzanowski because he was 5'11".
I mean, and he was also shredded out of his mind.
That body was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, for him to be 5'11", he was like 310 pounds. The bitch had a six pack and he was strong as a fucking house. And I fucked with him because I always knew I would never be that big. But I also, you see what I'm saying? So that's why it was like I had a kindred spirit. Like, I was like, yo, I fucked with Majin Puzanowski. Big Z is a fucking savage. We'll talk about him later. And then also Brian Shaw. Brian Shaw is the greatest American, strongman to me. I know people are going to say Bill Kazmaier because, you know, he got kicked out of competition for being too strong, but God damn it.
I would say Shaw is the greatest ever. And until I know Marius won at 5, but like Brian Shaw is the greatest strongman. He's the strongest person to ever walk the earth. He's the most well-rounded. He was the most, obviously the most massive, the most athletic, and the combination of all of those things, I think, makes him the best ever. But Big Z, as far as like raw power, it's he and Eddie Hall, definitely the two strongest people that ever face of the earth.
Yeah, well, you know what? First of all, I'm saying that I think that Brian Shaw is the strongest American to walk the earth. I do not think that he's the strongest human to walk the earth. And since we're going on, you know, since we're going here, we can go here. Brian, one day, you know, I am going to interview you. You will be interviewed, you know, by me on Black of the Berry or this. Don't take this as disrespect. You are the GOAT. As far as Americans are concerned, you're the fucking GOAT. You're the pedestal. But that motherfucker, Zydrunas Savickas, son.
Yeah, he's
son.
Big Z's, he's amazing. He's as far as a strongman athlete, I would say Brian Shaw's a better strongman athlete. Stronger, Big Z is definitely stronger.
And that's the thing, bro. Big Z has been the Arnold Strongman Classic winner 8 times. He won the World's Strongest Man. What was it? 4 times?
Yes,
he was 4 times World's Strongest Man, and we all know the Arnold Strongman Classic is the heaviest competition.
Yeah.
He was the winner in that 8-year, bro. And then, if Big Z did lose, he was either in second or third most of the time. He only got, you know, really, really, really shitty placement when he first started lifting and late in his career. Otherwise, Zydrunas Savickas was a fucking problem, bro. And then when I was younger, he used to put the fear of God into me, son. Like, yo, he would have been the perfect wrestler. He would have been the perfect, yo, son.
Well, he's like a politician.
Zydrunas, son, he scared the fucking shit out of me, bro. I used to have, like, listen, some people talk about Kane. Yes, Kane, you are a very scary man. But you don't got shit on Zydrunas Savickas in regards to me. Zydrunas, whenever I saw him, I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, because you want to know why? Because if you saw Big Z in the street, you wouldn't automatically equate him to being strong. You'd be like, oh, look at this fat motherfucker. And then little do you know, When this motherfucker grab you, your life is over, B. He has the power to pull a grown man. Excuse me. I don't think he can do it. Well, he probably still could do it depending on the size of the man and who it was. But Big Z, at that point in time, could grab an NFL player and rip them a fucking part. Think about that shit for a second. Ndamukong Suh, you really think you bad? Bro, I don't like, son. Big Z to me, Big Z was so massive and so strong, it just felt like, yo, you need to be a bad motherfucker to beat him. Otherwise, he's gonna rip your fucking face off. And then he's gonna be like, ah, you know, I strong, I train log, I train deadlift, and I ready for competition. Yes.
I think he's a sweetheart. When you hear him talk, you're just like, oh, he's just like a nice guy. He's just like a
fucking sweetheart. Listen, you couldn't tell Justin that in high school because remember, I only saw. See, now I look at Big Z and I'm like, oh, he's dope. Shit, Big Z actually reposted one of my stories. Actually, shout out to Big Z.
Nice.
Yeah, because I had gave him doubt. You know, I mean, excuse me. I had gave him, clout. I was like, not clout, but, you know, I gave him his props, I should say. Not clout. You know, Big Z don't need no clout from me. Not yet, at least. One day. But I had said, yo, can we just say that Big Z is the strongest man to ever walk this earth? Because he, you know, think about everything that he has done. You see what I'm saying? Like, I said, my better half, me and my better half, we love watching the strongman shit. And I'm always saying, yo, Big Z was the strongest motherfucker to walk the earth. Like, I'm so upset you were not able to watch this motherfucker. You just got into this shit. But, yo, this motherfucker was dangerous. And since we're here, who are your top five greatest strongmen?
Well, I told you. Okay, so I mean, the way I look at it, I'm not talking about, like, necessarily pure strength. Because I don't think that that's actually what the sport is, a combination of strength, speed, strength, and, like, short muscular endurance, you know what I mean? So, and power ultimately, now, you know, with the throwing events and stuff, I mean, power is involved. So all of those things together, here you go. I think Brian Shaw is the greatest strongman athlete. Behind that, Marius, then Big Z. And the only reason, you know, I know you're the big Z fan. Big Z is definitely the strongest. But as far as strongman athletes, who are the people that beat Big Z consistently?
You're right. The only two.
Yeah, the only two. After that, just for the sake of nostalgia, John Paul Sigmerson at number four. Yeah, he's like a dynamo. He died when he was like my age. He died when he was like 32, which is fucking sad. You gotta go Half Tour. I think that Half Tour, even though he's like he's only right now the best that he is, but if he continues, he will become the greatest of all time because he's so good. He's so unbelievable. If he stays healthy, the size that he is right now.
All right. You know what? We'll get into that in a second. But let me list my top five.
Yeah. Go ahead, Justin.
All right. So because I do want to definitely get into, because Half Thor is definitely top five. But I think I actually think there's somebody on his ass that everybody keeps sleeping and forgetting all because he's so fucking young. But we'll get to him in a second. So my top five, in no particular order, we're gonna go Big Z, of course, the big dog, Brian Shaw. So to me, Big Z and Brian Shaw are like 1A, 1B to me, realistically. I can't really choose because, you know, the American side of me is like, yo, Brian Shaw, you're the fucking man. But then it's like, yo, when I was younger, I saw you beat Big Z, but I've seen Big Z beat you a lot more. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, out of respect. So you got those two. I think that you have to throw Bill Kazmaier in there because he was kicked out of Strongman. They said, you're too strong, son. You have to respect that.
That's interesting. That's interesting that you say that. Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Kazmaier. When you say, like, Big Z was scary, like, Kazmaier was really fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, like, his traps and his body, like, just pure.
Very massive man. Very massive man.
However, when you look at the evolution of the sport, and you look at, like, sort of, you know, the first time they ever did, like, the log lifting competition, Kazmaier pressed, like, something around the 300. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep, yep.
Now a person in my weight class can do a 300 log press. So, like, yeah, nope. Like, he was fucking strong. But like, as far as strongman athletics go, I don't know if I'd put Kazmaier in there. But, you know,
you want to know why you have to put – no, but you want to know why you have to put him in there? It's because the man was kicked out of the sport for being too strong at the time. You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
They told him, yo, listen, Bill Kazmaier, you can't be here anymore. Like, listen, I understand right now you have men lifting different things. But then, you know, back, you know, we also have different science now. We know how to lift. We know proper techniques. Things like that. I'm not saying they didn't have that back then, but if you take Bill Kazmaier and put him in today's, like that's what I always do. Whenever I compare athletes, I take the athlete and like, all right, if you put them into this person's era, how do you think they would have performed? I think Bill Kazmaier would have been fucking well because he was kicked out of strongman back in the day. So imagine how strong he would have been with the technologies and the knowledge of everyone in, you know, all of his peers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he
would have done very well. Gonna be a bad motherfucker, yo.
I'm sure he would have done very well. Would he have been competing with Keely Shkowski and Halftor Bjornsson and Brian Shaw? I don't know.
You know why I have to say he would have been? Because he was a dog. And I just think that if you put him in this era, that same work ethic is still going to, you know what I'm saying? It's still going to go. You see what I'm saying? Like he's still gonna have that. He's still gonna, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna have the same nutrition. He's gonna have the same everything everybody else is gonna have. Mm-hmm. I, you know what I'm saying? I gotta respect that for him. My number four, Marjanow Puzynowski.
Sure.
Gotta give it to, you know, number four is Marjanow Puzynowski. My number five, I'm gonna do the same thing that you did, and I'm gonna give it to Halftor. Because Halftor is fucking scary strong. And what I mean by that is because he always finished on the podium. He was always in the contention of winning. And then whenever he lost, there was always some shit with this. Like you see what I'm saying? Like I remember one year he lost based off of truly rookie mistakes. Like he did the truck pull. He was too high. Mm-hmm. He did the deadlifts. He didn't have no fucking deadlift suit.
He also fumbled a stone.
When he was doing the sand, and I forget what year this was, when he was doing the sandbags, he was throwing them shits, but then like if he had the right technique, it would have went faster. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know,
That was 2016. It was kettlebells. It was the kettlebell throw over the thing.
Yes.
And he was so confident that it was going to go over, that he started moving for another one, and that one didn't go over. So he didn't set and throw. Because of that, Shaw, like, easily crushed his time. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and also look at Halftor, like, in 2016, 2015. This is only 4 or 5 years ago. His body now is astronomically different, which is crazy to think about, because he was about 400 pounds then.
And he was... Yeah, now he looks completely
thick. It's ridiculous. Like, he can't walk through doors. Like, his shoulders are so massive. He must have put on like 40, 50 pounds of muscle. He looks fucking ridiculous.
Thor is a bit like, you know what? Excuse me. To take a quote from my better half. Thor is massive. Don't you ever disrespect Thor and say that Thor is big. You know what I'm saying? Thor is fucking massive. Yeah. I think
he will be the best ever if he stays healthy. But for a guy that's 6'9", 440, to stay healthy is a huge task. So if he can, he has such power.
You know what, though? Like you said, you're right. If he can stay healthy, but God damn it. When you have motherfuckers like Big Z and Brian Shaw, who have, you know, Big Z won the Arnold 8 times, won World's Strongest Man 4 times. You had fucking Brian Shaw win fucking the Arnold Classic 4 times, and he won World's Strongest Man 4 times. And not for nothing, a healthy, listen, I really, you know, I really hope that we beat this COVID thing for a lot of reasons, for my family's health, your family's health, for the country's economy, everything else. But I really want to see a healthy Brian Shaw come back.
That's why you want us to beat COVID.
Listen. Like, nah, you know what made me realize this? I was sitting here watching, and I was like, I really want to see a healthy Brian Shaw, but then I also want to see a healthy Martinez coming back too, because no disrespect to Martinez, but I do think that, if Thor didn't get that injury, and that's no disrespect to him. But then, because I watch some of his, excuse me, not some of them. I watch, his YouTube videos and stuff. I'm a big fan of Martinez. I bang with Martinez. And then, in conversations I've had with people, I'm just like, I feel as if Martinez knows that, he wasn't the strongest man in 2019, and he really wants something to prove, but the issue is that, he's fighting injuries and shit like that. Yeah. But, seeing a healthy Martinez is going to be very interesting as well. But fuck all that shit, we have to give it up to fucking my man out of Poland.
Yeah, Mateusz Kieliszkowski. I really think that...
He's a dog.
He's amazing.
Amazing.
I love him. He's my favorite of the current class of strongmen. Now that Shaw is ascent, I mean, Shaw's pretty much. I don't want to say
he's. Watch your mouth. Walsh.
He realizes.
Walsh. I love you, Walsh. Yeah, I really do.
I love you.
Listen, too. I have these letters that Craig passed down to me at Senior Wills. I'm looking at, and I wouldn't have them, without you. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Amazing. But please, please, sure. Please, Walsh. Sure. Please, Walsh.
Okay.
Please,
Walsh. I won't say anything like that.
This is my whole conversation with Dean. Say what the fuck you want. I love Brian, but fuck Brian. He ain't you. So as you were saying.
I mean, I think that with Shaw sort of relegated to not, top five status anymore, Kieliszkowski is my favorite athlete, and I would love for him to win World's Strongest Man. I'd love for him to win the Arnold. He's consistently getting top two. You know what I mean? Just like you were saying, Big Z, if he wasn't winning, he was getting essentially second. That's what Kieliszkowski is doing right now. So I would love to see him pull out some sort of victory whenever they have WSM next. I don't know. I know that they essentially postponed it for this year. So,
It's allegedly supposed to be for November right now.
Yeah, so it was postponed because it's usually in June.
You're right. Listen, Walsh. Talking about Mateusz. I think that he is going to be the next dog. Listen, Martinez, you got this win this year, but listen, the only thing holding Mateusz back is his fucking deadlift. The minute Mateusz gets a deadlift, son, you know what's so scary about Mateusz? You look at Mateusz's body, he could easily put on another 50 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about that is that I wonder... okay, so the pounds would serve him for limit strength stuff.
You're right.
Being so successful is his speed, right? That light body weight. He's essentially just like a shredded freak.
So shit, give him 25 pounds. What happens? Give him, excuse me. Give him. Mateusz could have. All right, I'll put give him 10 to 20 more pounds and think about his fucking strength.
Yeah, I mean, his overhead strength is the best in the world. No one beats him on pressing events. Maybe in limit strength events, some people have him, but when it comes to, a press medley, he crushes it. He's so fucking good, and he's so fast with moving events. But yeah, it's really just the deadlift. Second, that either someone messes up or he gets a little bit better at it. That's it, man. He's the best.
Yeah, yo, the minute he gets into that 900, that high 900 pound, 1,000 pound club consistently, people better watch out.
I think people know. It's only a matter of time. I think, Haftor, as I said, he's going to hold on, but he's got to be healthy. And once that happens, it's going to be Mateusz for years. I think he's got it for years.
That's what I'm saying. I think Mateus is going to become a fucking savage because what I think is that I think Martins is you know, I don't think like in my heart, I don't think Martins is stronger than Mateus. Mateus just has another fucking gear. He does. He does. And then you know what? You knew Mateus had another fucking gear years ago because when you look at Mateus's body shape change, it hasn't really changed. In probably 4 years, Mateus has probably put on 20, 30 pounds. That's it. He's only put on 20, 30 pounds. Think about how strong this man is. And I know people out there, you know, they're gonna say, oh, well, you know, strong man take like you know, steroids like that. I don't give a fuck.
Take steroids. It's all fair. Everyone takes steroids. It's fine.
Everybody's on the juice. Yeah, everybody. Fine. And this motherfucker's out here bringing hellfire and brimstone. And what is he, just 26, 27?
Yeah, he's still in his 20s, which is wild. So wild.
And then if he's in his late 20s, he just got in them. Bro, he's going to be a pro. He's going to be a fucking problem for years. Like you said, he's going to definitely take over the sport.
Yeah, and I think it helps that he's not as massive like as Brian Shaw or Haftor. Because less mass, it's going to hurt you in some limit strength events, but it's also going to increase your longevity. The smaller you are, the longer you're going to be able to hang around. So if he can, you know, find that balance where he can be as big as he can without getting hurt, he's going to fuck shit up.
You know what's interesting? This whole quarantine thing. It's had me like really like examining, like kind of you know thinking about a few different things, which is why I'm doing you know shows like you know a show like this now, kind of like you know expand my creativity and kind of get back to who I was as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at somebody like Rob Kearney. Rob Kearney is 5'10". He's only 285 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's strong. Strong as shit, and I'm not, you know, he is a fucking savage, but I can't help but think, you know, taking Justin right out of college when he was still lifting on this path, and you add some, you add the good sauce. I think I'm up there. So,
wow, look at that.
And so because I think I'm up there, you know, I've had to reexamine some things. So, you know, I'm definitely I've talked to a buddy of mine up here, you know, who will be on, you know, an episode of Conversations with Dean, you know, the good old Kevin Duffy, who was another strong man. You know, Duffy was stupid. Like Duffy was in college, Duffy was stupid strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's one of those people that has that gear. Like, if I had to compare me and Duffy, unfortunately, I would be Martins and he would be fucking Mateus. Like, I'm strong and I'm respected, but damn it, that's a different dude. You know, I've had some conversations. I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to, like, you know, try the strongman thing. Just get into it. I'm going to be natural. I'm going to be natural for a while. And then, you know, just kind of see how I do naturally against, like, I want to see how I do naturally against people on the sauce. And then I'll kind of like determine from there. But like, I'm definitely.
Well, do you know what weight are you right now? How much do you weigh?
I am probably like 220, 230.
Oh, so you could just compete at 231. You're already there. You know, don't even be weird about it. Just do 231.
Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll just have to obviously like, you know, cause right now I'm not nearly as strong as I could be or should be, but you know, the one thing I've noticed about myself is like when I went into the gym, like the last time I went to the gym when I was just coming back out, you know, no bullshit anybody, you know, I was doing, you know, comfortable, like, you know, sets of like, you know, 10 sets of four with 315 on the squat comfortably with no problems off the couch, hasn't done shit for years. And then I was probably benching at the time. I think I did 285 for a set of two. And then I did that for you know, sets of four. Four sets of two reps. Off the couch once again doing nothing. And I was only like, that was when I was like 215. And now I've kind of changed my lifting style, but looking at this is kind of like my body would respond fast if I've gone into the right program with the right training partner. Duffy moved up back into the area. He's strong as shit. So I just was like, yeah, I don't see why I couldn't, why we couldn't go to one of these gyms around here and kind of push each other. You know, he's kind of down to just lift in general. I don't know if he's going to compete, but
Well,
you know,
yeah.
I'm just
What
gonna.
you should do is find find access to implements. So, I mean, if you're gonna do strongman, even if you're only doing implements, you know, once every couple of weeks, if you can get your hands on, you know, like a log, stones,
There is
yoke,
a there is the, there you
farmer.
know no. There is a gym. You sent it to me. You know, there is a gym. It's about 20 minutes away from here. So yeah, no, I definitely plan on just like lifting there.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, if you could get only work with implements, and then your competition like ability skyrockets. Like it's incredible. You think you're strong overhead, if you can like, you know, whatever, push press 275, you're gonna have trouble with a 200 log.
Oh, 100%. I know. Oh, yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
I mean
Humbling
it's
as
just 'cause it's a
fuck.
different movement, you know. That's it. It's just a different movement, but it's once you get
Well,
it's the best.
speaking to your point earlier, you know, me, you were texting just about like, you know, lifting in general. I've kind of changed my workout in here a little bit, whereas like, you know, the stuff I'm doing is a little more strongman-esque. You see what I'm saying? So like, I've my overhead, like, you know, my overhead press has never been too crazy. You see what I'm saying? But like, you know, I probably in the house here, the weights, you put all of them on the bar, probably goes up to like 225, 215 around there. So I've just been kind of mastering that for a whole bunch of reps. So that way when I do get back into the gym, whatever it is, now it's just more so getting the right technique and then getting the strength behind it. You know what I mean? But I've kind of been building the smaller muscles. The big muscles hasn't been getting built too bad. I mean, too much. But those smaller muscles that you kind of need to stabilize weight and for that natural, like, you know, just to be strong in general, I've been working those.
Man, I would really love for you to compete. You know, when, dude, when you decide to compete, tell me which competition you're gonna do, and I'll fucking fly up and compete there too.
Really? You can absolutely stay in my house too. Yeah, no problem.
No, that'd be so much fun. I could just like fly where, like Albany, wherever the fuck you're at. Yeah, dude,
Come down to
that was
Albany, come right down to Schenectady.
my first competition was in Albany area actually, and I did pretty well in it. Long time ago.
Yeah, see, but you know what though? Like I'm like I can't lie, I'm like a little nervous about it. So I would probably, knowing myself, I would want to train for like 6 months
Well,
before I compete.
I feel you. I feel you on that, but there is something to just jumping in. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause then it's the you know, your cherry is popped, like you've done it, and then you don't have to freak out about it as much. Because the more you put it
You
off.
know what? You know, fuck me. Let's you know, fuck me and you know, and what I want to do. You know, let's actually talk about what you have done with it. So, did you just jump right into it?
Yeah, so I mean, I did a couple competitions when I still lived up in the Northeast. Just two, one was in novice class and one was in 175. They were both in the upstate New York area. Yeah, I just kind of jumped into it. One day I noticed a competition that was happening, and I just asked my friend, who is also about the same weight as me, if he wanted to take part, and he was like, yeah, I guess. So we went up there and just did it, and it was crazy and super fun and super nerve-wracking, and our class was absolutely huge. But once I jumped in, that kind of dissipated all of the nerves, and then I didn't compete until 2018, after that, because I moved to Florida and all these massive life changes. And that was another thing where I just, you know, I was training for about a year and a half without any goal. I saw that there was a strongman competition, and I also got my best friend who lived in Tampa, and I was like, you want to do this fucking competition with me? And he was like, yeah. So we went and did it. I got third out of like whatever 18 dudes, but it was novice, so they were like, you know, 300-pound dudes. I was 185, which goes back to, you know, it wasn't about limit strength, it was about the fact that I could move weights faster than those dudes. Yeah, and ever since then, I've been competing pretty regularly. I competed 4 times over the course of about 10 months from 2018 to 2019, which isn't crazy, but once you get bit with that competition bug, you want that thing to train for. You want, like, to practice new events. You want to see, like, what kind of weird stuff the competition promoters are coming up with. So that's kind of, I don't know, that propels me. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, see, that is, that's kind of why I like strongman right now, is because I don't have anything to train for. One thing I've figured out about myself, unfortunately, and, you know, it's not something I like, I'm trying to fix, but I need to have something in mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I don't have something in mind, then it's going to be like, whatever. But I like competition. I like being better than somebody. I like, not just going out there just to lift, to be healthy. Because, yes, I should do that. And I'll always keep the bare minimum of being healthy. Excuse the phone ringing, y'all. I'll always do the bare minimum to be healthy. But I will just do the bare minimum.
Yeah. You need a goal. You need something to look forward to. And the cool thing about strongman, which, you know, I don't need to sell you on strongman. You love strongman. Is the fact that every competition is different events. So unlike, you know, if you were in powerlifting or bodybuilding or one of the other strength sports, where you only have these set things that you need to do, strongman is going to be a different training season entirely for each competition, which is dope. And I love that. The strategy aspect to it that you're not getting with other strength sports.
Oh, absolutely. That's the, like, and that's the, and I guess that's the beautiful thing. And that's kind of like, you know, why I can't kind of wait to get into it. I just really want to go to a competition. It's kind of just like, you know, I'm used to being like one of the smaller people. You know, I play football as a lineman, so it's on the small side, but it's nothing better than just punching one of you big motherfuckers in the face and you motherfuckers looking at me and just know you can't do nothing with me. Like, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing. And like, you know, I can replicate that in strongman. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can go after these big savages, beat them in some events, and then just look at them like, you know, I'm the baddest motherfucker here, right? Yeah. Like, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Like, you know, like when I'm sitting here listening, and then, you know, I hear somebody like fucking Eddie Hall, you know, talking about like alphas and being like, you know, the top dog. Like, you know, you hear somebody like Brian Shaw, you know, talking about, you know, being the man, you know, competition and shit like that. And then even like, you know, when I talk to my, you know, our own friends, like, you know, for instance, my, you know, my big, you know, GC, I won't say his name. He doesn't ever know his name, but I'll say GC, my big. You know what I'm saying? We talk about it all the time. And he says, you know, he goes, he says this shit and I love it. He'll go, I don't know when all this bitch shit became cool within America. He goes, but I'm a fucking alpha and I'm a proud alpha. And it's like, you know, you're damn right. And it's kind of like, it's nothing better than just looking at someone else and just being like, you were my bitch. There is no, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And I guess, like, you know, everybody, you know, manifests it differently. So, you know, say, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's competition, it's this, is that. But at the end of the day, no matter what you want to call it, you just want to be able to look at somebody and be like, you were worse than me, bitch. Like, I mean, at the end, you know, like,
we're motivated,
like, you
by were different things. I'm
I just really want to look at these motherfuckers and be like, yo, you know you lost, right? Like you big as shit and you couldn't do shit to me. Like, I'll, like what's up, motherfucker?
You know, the thing about the strongman community is that I don't really see that much of, like, man-on-man animosity. It doesn't seem like people dislike one another. The Thor and Eddie Hall thing is, like, the first time. But in amateur competitions and even in professional competitions, like, the thing that you need to beat is the fucking weight. You know what I mean? Like, all of us are in this together to, like, beat the weight. So you don't really go to beat people. You go to beat, like, these things that don't seem possible.
I don't know, Walsh.
You don't trust that? I mean, it's true, man. Every competition that I go to, everyone's super nice. From, like, the biggest, most intense dudes to the small guys like me. We're there to crush it. We're there to, like, you know, put on a show and lift dumb shit and... I don't know. I've never seen any sort
no,
of
No, absolutely. And I'm not saying that I would go out there and disrespectful, because I wouldn't do that because I'm older now. If this was Justin, excuse me, if this was Dean, you know, coming into competition right after college, I don't know. But Dean now is like, no, I would be respectful about it. But we all know there's that look that we all give each other, that sizing up, that you know what I'm saying? That one thing, no matter if you like the mother, like, listen, you listen, it could be your brother. It could be your brother. But as men, we always look at somebody and we always give the size up. And we always, at one point in time, give somebody the look like, if this shit went to shit, I would fuck you up. And if you've never done it, then I don't really know what to say. I can't really explain it to you. But like, you know what I'm talking about. Am I right?
I mean, yeah, I was a young man once too. I no longer try to view things in that way. But yeah, I know what you're saying. I was there. Definitely.
So
people up was a thing.
But
for sure.
But because you and I now are adults, I'm not, you know, we're not able to really, you know, there's no reason to really walk in thinking that, even though, you know, I'm kind of fucked up. So, you know, when I go in the rooms, I'm like, you know, looking at the exit, the entry, in case shit get crazy, what I could use on whom. Like, I'm wild, but I understand the normal person doesn't think that. But where it's acceptable is like if you do jiu-jitsu, if you do like, you know, like competition like strongman, you know, semi-pro football, shit like that. In this arena where it's like, listen, I'll be respectful to a point, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna be an asshole. But when we're competing, when we're competing, like for instance, when it was the year that Eddie Hall won his World's Strongest Man competition, and Brian Shaw, he won the first event, and I believe it was some kind of medley. I forget what it was. I
think
it was
like Gary Medley.
Yeah, it was a carry medley, right? Brian Shaw won it, and he was yelling after one. You know, after it was like, yeah, get some. My event. What's up? Own it. You know, listen, if it's a tight heat, and I know everyone else around me is strong, and I come and bring it, oh, son, I'm going to give you a Brian Shaw after that. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, what's up? What's good? Let's go. Like, you, let's go.
Yeah, man, get fired up. I get that.
Because this is what we're here for. Yeah. This is what we're here for. If you didn't walk in this motherfucker thinking you was the baddest motherfucker in here, then you need to have another thought thinking that you were going to be one of the baddest motherfuckers walking in here.
Yeah, no, I feel that. That's just like that energy that that like overcomes you. And I think that's like an amazing thing. That's like a beautiful thing to be able to let yourself go when like so much of our lives are holding stuff in. And that's like athletics. In my opinion, specifically like strength sports, like sports where you're just like, you're battling something that is more than bigger than human, which is like the idea of gravity.
Yes.
That's, you're allowed to let yourself go. You're allowed to just be fully in your body and like fully an animal, because we're animals. And to just like let out like a scream, like you're a lion or like a gorilla or something, like that's amazing. What a wonderful feeling that is.
Hell yes. To be able to let motherfuckers know, like, yo, fuck, like, it's not even yelling like we're animals. It's just more so just like, yo, I just own that shit. I don't, like, yo, what's, like, yo, it's like, yo, what's up, motherfucker? Like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, what's good? Like, what, like, anybody who's competed, they know what I'm saying was good. They all know exactly what I'm saying. Like you looking at a motherfucker, like, yo, what's up? What's up? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because whatever you're going to do, I have a fucking answer for it. Or at least I do believe in my heart. And if I don't have an answer for it, well, bitch, I hope you got an answer for me. But I know what I did. I hope you're ready. No, I hope you're ready. This shit ain't about this shit. I'm about to bring hellfire and brimstone, motherfucker. You ready for this shit? Doom, 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 doom. Like, son.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think that the competition atmosphere with, I don't know, it's weird. It's a friendly atmosphere. So I haven't seen any sort of like, I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't be a dick. But that's the thing though. Like, I don't want you to think that I would just be a dick. but it would definitely the best way, because one, you know, I don't like to say this because sometimes he does shit I'm just like, oh, like I just roll my eyes. But the best way to be able to like explain how I kind of would be Robert Oberst.
Yeah.
Like his personality. You know what I'm saying? Like he's still respectful, but you know, Rob is there like at the end of the day, I'm not any of your friends. We're peers, and I respect that we're peers, and I respect what we're here to do, and I'll never be disrespectful to that. But we're not friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, it depends. I guess it depends on how you view competition generally. Depends on what you're trying to get out of it. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, and I think this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning, you know, to like put a bow on it. It's about, you know, seeing people do strong shit. Like that's all that I want. That's all that, you know, pretty much everyone wants. Like people have things that they want to prove to themselves. People have things that they want to prove to like whatever their families or their friends or whatever. But ultimately it's about that like very basic like human act, this ancient act of like seeing who can pick up the heaviest thing and seeing who can walk with the heaviest thing or press the heaviest thing overhead. And that like beautiful simplicity of that is like essentially what draws me to it. And all the other stuff, like the competition aspect, whatever, that's cool, but that's not why I love it. I'd be doing this anyway, even if there wasn't competition, just because something, there's like a pull, you know what I mean? There's like a real, there's something so human about it.
I got you. Yeah. Whereas with me, and hold on, how do I sound fine? Do I sound normal?
Yeah, you sound normal.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, because I had like changed, I adjusted the mic a little bit.
You're a little bit quieter.
Oops. What about now?
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. All right. I guess the reason why I like it is because it's competition, and it's a competition that I would be comfortable with dealing with the injuries. Whereas, you know, if I played semi-pro football, one, it would be so lacking what I would be expecting in regards to just the professionalism, everybody being, you know, knowing the plays, executing the plays, playing football, you know, reviewing film, yada, yada, yada. Like when you play football, there's a lot of shit to go into it, and when you don't do all of that, to me, it seems as if like you're wasting your time. Whereas with strongman, it's all on me. It's the time that I'm putting in. And yeah. Then it's like, all right, now I'm ready to go into a competition. All right, now it's me, this weight, but then also everyone else around this motherfucker. Because at the end of the day, like you said, we're doing the most natural thing, but then also do the most natural thing in humans is always to have a pecking order of some kind. So then it's also good to look around at the motherfuckers like, all right, I'm the strongest person in this group. Doesn't mean that I'm the baddest person here, because then, you know, strength does not equate to baddest. But if my fighting skills are on par with, like, you know, if we took away strength and we just, you know, just put raw fighting ability, if my fighting ability was on the same level as a few of you, me being stronger than you now, I'm going to rip your fucking face open.
So now you're fighting them too?
No. I'm talking about your primal, like when you're looking at your competition, but then you know what I'm saying? When you go to that primal place, like when I played football, you know, there were moments in the game where it's like, you know, you're going against somebody, and then it's like, okay, you know, they may have gotten a few plays on you, but overall, you end up looking at them and you're just like, yo. I know in my heart, if we were in a fight, I would fuck you up because right now, it, like, you have no answer. Cause I play on the line. So a lot of that was like, you know, we're pushing, we're pulling, you know, you're fighting like, you know, man on man. And when you are, you know, when you completely physically impose your will on somebody, you're just like, yo, if this was a fight, you got a problem on your hands if you can't fight. Like, if you don't know some kind of jujitsu, if you don't know, if you don't know some kind of structure, you're fucked. And then you give them that look, and they give you that look, and you know. It's like, yo, I'd eat your lunch, bitch. at eat your lunch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't beat you on speed, bitch. Like, you're trying your might and you're losing. You're looking at them like, okay, okay. Or maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just that psycho.
Hey, you know, whatever motivates you, man. That whatever you know helps you.
No. It's competition motivates me. What I'm saying is that when you speak about a, like, you know, that whole natural pecking order of things, as humans, you know, we're social creatures. So if we're social creatures, and that means that we have a natural pecking order of things. If we have a natural pecking order of things, and you know. If we're in this alpha thing of picking things up and putting them down, yes, we all have a great disposition. But in the back of your head, you got to look at this motherfucker like, I'd fuck you up, which leads me to my point of Eddie Hall and Thor. You see what I'm saying? Like, they're like, yo, like, and then it shows you because, you know, they were, they had a rivalry for a while. It turned sour. You know, I would say it turned sour when Eddie won the World's Strongest Man title. And then, you know, Thor, right after that, was accusing him, you know, of, you know, conspiring with Colin Bryce for him to win the, you know, the championship, you know, saying that, they, you know, they moved events around, things along this line, you know, for him to win. The shit turns sour, and Thor's like, Eddie's like, listen, I'm 6'3", but, you know, you're mocking my size and shit like that, but, like, I'm going to still knock you the fuck out. And that's that shit I relate to. Like when everything comes down to a boil, like, fuck all this other shit, I will fuck you up. That's why I banked with Eddie at a base. That moment right there, when Eddie belly laughed after he heard Thor's comments, and he was like, I will fuck you up. He goes, you want to take a year to train? That's fine. I'm ready to go right now, mate. I was like, you know what? I can't even get mad at him. I fuck with him, son. I fuck with him.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are kindred spirits, you and Eddie Hall.
Eddie's my spirit animal.
Nah, man. Good. You know, whatever it takes. I think it's, I mean, I also think, you know, for, you know, Eddie Hall did the right thing, like, retiring. I think that was, like, a really smart choice. To go back to my comment before about the, you know, being too massive is not good for your body. A strong man at that level is not good for your body. It's a fringe sport, and it will always be a fringe sport because only the fringe of, like, human capacity can handle that.
You gotta be psycho.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to be crazy, and you have to be willing to essentially destroy your body. It doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter if you're Thor or Brian Shaw. Even if you're 6'9", you should not be 440 pounds of pure muscle. It's just not how the body is meant to be.
But that's the good juice. You know,
the steroids help, but also a lot of strongmen die early. It's a rough sport. It's a fringe sport.
Mike Jones, right? Right. That was his name. Mike Jones. Was he out of Connecticut, I believe?
Mike Jones? I don't know who that is.
I mean, not Mike Jenkins. Mike Jenkins.
Oh, yeah. Mike Jenkins. Yeah. John Paul Sigmerson died when he was like 32, as I said before.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, these dudes die. If you don't make a drastic lifestyle change at like a really early age, that's why, you know, like, I don't know. I think about Brian Shaw and I'm like, he probably should be done. Like, you know, we want you to be around for a long time. We want you to be like Kazmaier.
Yeah. You know what, though? Not for nothing. And then Brian is really, really intelligent. And
he's a smart dude.
And something tells me that he's not putting on more stress on his body than it can handle.
Yeah, I mean, he looks good. If you've seen, like, the videos and pictures of him recently, he definitely looks like he's a bit smaller, like a bit more trim.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
He's definitely still running. Like he's probably been running shit for so long. Like, do you ever think he cycled off?
Nah, you can't. I mean, you can't. You have to have a baseline level. And I feel like you can't. Once you've done that, you've essentially destroyed your ability to produce testosterone on your own. So, I mean, those guys are going to be getting TRT for the rest of their lives. I would imagine.
And you know what? And that's the one thing that you know, I was talking shit earlier in the podcast. I know I was, but this is the human part of, you know, Dean that comes back. And that's why I don't think that, like, you know, most likely I'll probably always stay on the amateur level naturally, just because I've talked shit about the good juice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think everybody probably knows, like, if you're in the lifting community, you know a way to get the good juice if you really wanted it.
But go to your fucking doctor if you live where I live. You just go to your doctor and get some.
Shit. So, but like, personally, like, I just don't see myself doing that just because I'm there. And then it's like, yeah, because and then, you know what? Something like this pandemic should really make motherfucking think. Because, you know, that's the one thing I was thinking about immediately. Because I was like, yo, I'm looking at Brian Shaw, and I'm like, yo, how much of the good juice do you have stocked up, ready to go? And what happens if there is some shit that, like, a zombie apocalypse happens, and you aren't able to inject yourself? What happens then, big guy?
Yeah, I mean, your body would have a hard time. It's a huge choice to make, and it's not like a frivolous choice.
No.
And especially like young people, I know a lot of young people are on shit, and it's just fucking dumb. I'm 32. I'm never going to use steroids because why would I do that? It doesn't make
any sense. There's no reason to
be good at amateur strongman competitions at the 175 pound class. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I already do well enough. Like, I don't know, what's the end game? People don't really think about that. Like, what's the end game? You down
no
your body's ability to produce testosterone naturally, so you have to be injecting TRT for the rest of your you know, healthy adult life. That seems unreasonable to win some strongman competitions, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Which is why, like, you know, it's funny. Like I said, like, you know, I talk shit early, but it was like, you know, that's kind of how I always get with that. It was like, oh, yeah, I'll shake. And then I'll just be like, nah. Because I would just be, you know what? I guess, wow, Walsh, you really are a teacher. Because you kind of.
I should say, I don't pass judgment. I think it's great. People want to use it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We want to see them do that shit. But like, people like me and you, we have no choice. You know, we have no reason to. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is kind of like, you know, it just kind of dawned to me. It's like, wow, you know, really at the end of the day, I'm competing with other people, but really I'm just competing to see how strong I can get natural.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of really what I'm just really doing. It's just like, what could you naturally do? But I will be copying their diets, their vitamin choices, because, like, you know, I was having this thought process. I was like, you know what? If they take these vitamins because they're on the good juice, what could these vitamins do to me?
Yeah, maybe they'll have some effect. I don't know. There's lots of stuff you could do. A lot of people just benefit from, you know, eating better and getting more sleep and doing some weight training. That's like ultimately what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
Most people want that quick fix, and they think that, you know, running tests or other things will give them a quick fix, and it will. Like, it's awesome. It's an amazing thing, but it's not going to fix the underlying issues.
Oh, see, I mean, like, real vitamins. Like if you see them, like, if you watch them, you see that they take, like, certain revive stuff. They, you know, they take certain multivitamins, certain things, like their liver, their blood pressure, things like that. Like, I'm just saying, you as a regular person, just taking those to regulate it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Imagine with the sleep and then the proper diet, how strong you could get naturally. Like, I really believe that humans have this capability to become really strong naturally if, you know,
you just
take care of your body.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you have the ability to get very strong naturally. There is a limit. There's like a big limit.
Of course.
And I mean, as you said, you're competing against yourself to see how good you can be without taking anything, which I think is interesting.
Or taking shit and be like, I'm stronger than you, bitch. So even with your juice, I rip your face off. That's for sure. I rip your face off.
Good, man. Good.
Listen, Walsh, this has this. Well, before we go, are you on Team Thor or Team Eddie?
I don't know how I feel about that question. I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just on team.
Whoever, I'm on team strong, man.
Yeah, like I'm on, like, you know, I want to see people lift the most weight. And I think the idea that a record is just going to stay a record forever is absurd. It's going to get broken. I want to see it get broken. I think everybody does. I think Half Tour is a once in a generation athlete, like an absolute freak of nature. He's going to do it. If he stays healthy, he's going to do it. We know he's going to do it. And I'd love to see him do it.
What happens if he doesn't do it?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting. That would be really,
Because we're all just like, he's going to do it. And I think he's going to do it. But what happens if he doesn't do it?
I mean, that would actually be quite interesting as well. Because then you'd have to see him kind of deal with that.
Yeah. That would be kind of interesting. But listen, Walsh, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, man. It's great to talk to you.
Absolutely. It has been a pleasure. You are the the first episode, the first guest, the inaugural guest on Conversations with Dean. Listen, I appreciate your player. I'm actually going to be texting you immediately after this because I want to have your thoughts on a few other things.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to try and hold you accountable so that whenever you do your first competition, I will fly up to New York and do it with you so we can.
Oh, please do. Please do.
That would be really dope.
Please do, because me and Duffy have fucking plans. And then even at a base level, even if, let's say, I don't somehow get in the strongman, I'll definitely be doing powerlifting at the bare minimum.
I want to see you do strongman. I want to see you do strongman, Justin. Okay?
I think strongman would be a lot funner and better. You know, it's like, you know, who doesn't want to walk in, you know, to their, you know, place of, like, you know, who just doesn't want to walk in just knowing, like, I just lift these odd things for fun.
Dude, it's the best.
Listen, it has been a pleasure. Listen, I am Dean. That is Dr. Walsh. You know, Dr. Amazing, motherfuckers. And this has been Conversations with Dean. We appreciate you. Peace, love, and chicken. We are out. Peace, Walsh. Thank you, my brother.
See you later, brother.